This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is back for a seventh year, and it's called Pouring Generosity. Sarah McGregor here from Feeding Umpqua from the United Community Action Network. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about what Pouring Generosity is all about.
So Pouring Generosity is sort of a collaborative fundraising campaign. And this year we're doing it with wineries, local wine businesses, and breweries. So really excited to have them help us support our work.
And how did this idea all come together to begin with?
Well, about 8 or 9 years ago, there's actually a similar campaign in the Willamette Valley. It's called the Willamette Cares Food Share. And they work with wineries all over the Willamette Valley, which is huge. And then they end up supporting the different food banks that exist in that area. And I brought it to the Umpqua Valley Wine Growers Association, kind of pitched them the concept, pitched them some names, and that's where we started.
And so talk about how it works if people go to different participating places.
Yeah, so every different business kind of does their own thing based on what works, what makes sense for them as a business. We used to say it kind of matched the variety of the wine industry, but now we've sort of expanded the campaign to include breweries as well. But yeah, like you go in, you just do business as usual in many places, like Brandborg. You just, if you're doing a tasting, just do the tasting and they donate the fees to us. And then if you're going and getting wine at some of the places, they'll just donate wine. And then there's people that are doing something special, like Abacella is going to be doing like a six bottle special package that's for Pouring Generosity with some great wines in it, and the proceeds from that will come to us. And then there's also one of the things I'm really excited about this year is that five breweries are teaming up to make a collaborative beer, and they're going to release that later this month, and then they'll have it at each of their tasting rooms for people to get a pint.
Wow, a collaborative beer. That could be interesting.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I was just talking to Sam from Draper a little bit about it, and I think they're putting together a pale ale, and it's just been like RJ from North 40 has been really like the champion of making that happen for us.
So talk about Feeding Umpqua right now. What kind of need are you seeing when it comes to people needing help?
Well, it's definitely been really high, I think, since I came in to see you in March of last year. Our numbers have just been going up and up, and we haven't really seen an end to that. Just a continued increase in need for food assistance across the county. And, you know, that's, again, you know, food costs are really high. There's proposed SNAP cuts to the coming farm bill. So, you know, it's just really a situation where we need as much help as possible to get people the food that they need so they can just live their basic human life.
And explain how Feeding Umpqua works in terms of how you get food.
So we source food from the USDA, we source it from Oregon Food Bank, from donors, local, statewide, and then we also purchase food, and then we distribute that out to our network of 15 emergency food pantries across the county. We also work with five congregate meal sites/shelters, and then we work with about 10 different organizations that we provide food that goes directly to their clients.
So a factor there is that you're not a food distributor right to the public yourself.
We do actually run a mobile food pantry, but not at our warehouse. Absolutely not. Like, people come there all the time, and we always help them find the right food pantry, which is often the Fish just down the hill. But we do have a mobile pantry which serves Days Creek, Diamond Lake, Elkton, Camas Valley, and then two migrant farm locations.
And how has that been going with the mobile aspect?
It's been going really great, actually. We're able to get out there and help people get food. I mean, we're emptying the trailer every time we're out in communities because there's so many people that need food assistance. But the demand for it's gone up. Other social service agencies talk to us all the time about how they might partner and go alongside us. WIC has been going with us out into the communities and has gotten a lot of people signed up for WIC. So just expanding that resource for people to be able to access more food.
And is it kind of a struggle right now to make everything balance in terms of getting the food you need?
Oh, definitely. We've We've had so food purchasing dollars. So as a state, all of the regional food banks advocate together to get funding from the state legislature for food purchasing. And in the last legislative session, we were unsuccessful. And so we are really hoping that we can go back to them and advocate for some more funding, because it's just not enough when the donation side of food banking is just picking up and getting back stabilized post-pandemic, and the USDA is trying to stabilize as well. So it's just really hard, because this is a time where we're experiencing more hunger than we have probably since the Great Depression.
Wow. How many people do you have working on your staff?
There are 7 of us in total. So about 3 of those people are part-time, and then 4 are full-time.
Wow. So that's a lot of work for a small staff.
It is a lot of work. I know when our program assistant started, that was one of the first things she commented on, because she'd come from another nonprofit. And she was like, why are there so few of us? And I said, well, that's just the way it is. And we make it work. We get volunteers out to come help us. One of our volunteers is with us today. He's out on the Fresh Alliance truck picking up food recovered from grocery stores with one of our staff. So volunteers play a big role in the work we do.
And, of course, you do some fundraisers, some other fundraisers during the year, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We wrapped up the Cheese and Thank You Grilled Cheese Sandwich Challenge back in February. And then in October, we're going to have our signature dinner is the Empty Bowls Dinner, which is like a great event. People can come and choose a bowl made by local ceramic artists, and then they can try soups. We usually have about 12 soups made by local chefs and restaurants.
So if people want to participate in Pouring Generosity, a lot of folks over the summer are going to be out at wineries or breweries. How do they find out more about the specifics?
So we have a website. It's pouringgenerosity.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. We post about the campaign almost every day of the week, talking about what wineries and what businesses, what breweries are participating, and then do some general posts. So either of those places will get you lots of information.
All right, Sarah McGregor, McGregor from Feeding Umpqua. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.